98.1 KZE, delighted to have on the line with me Antia Duvikat. She is bringing a night of singer-songwriter magic to the Button Ball Barn in South Egremont, Mass. This Saturday night. Antia, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Oh, no problem. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So I mentioned singer-songwriter because they have it billed as a special performance singer-songwriter series. Did you know that when you booked with them? Did they reach out to you and say, hey, please come in and do this?
Yes, I suppose all of the above. I am a singer-songwriter. I love that they build it as such.
Yeah.
That sort of alerts people to the listening kind of environment show.
I mean, I would hope that, anytime you go to a show, you're going to listen. But there definitely is something about being told, like, hey, this is singer-songwriter night. That, like, you're like, okay, I'm going to get lyrics. I'm going to get a story.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I do. It's a little bit more personal, I suppose, than a band show with covers.
Do you like to kind of talk to the audience in between songs and have a little bit of banter going on? Is that kind of how you perform?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very much part of the singer-songwriter, aesthetic. I talk about my songs and where they came from. I give a little backstory kind of that actually gets people to let to know me a little bit through song and through banter. So it's a bit like a, I guess, personal and confessional are words that come to mind. For anyone who wants to, I don't know, be moved, by sort of deeper songs.
I love that. I mean, I also am a little bit biased because I interview artists for a living. So I'm always fascinated to hear the stories behind the songs and, kind of some of your stories from just your career. But I always think that's so special to be able to get some of that insight into the writing process.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what moves me the most. It's why I got into this. I love the personal element. Mm.
Do you still kind of approach songwriting the same way? I know you've been making music for your entire life at this point, right?
Yeah, for a long time. I mean, it is a way of life, the artist, being an artist and processing your world through, pieces, whether it be music or some other artistic output. But it's a way of processing not just your life, but hopefully also the world, so that it would benefit other people. And there's got to be something universal about it, obviously. Otherwise, it would be not that interesting. But I've been doing this for decades. I always have something to write about, whether it's something relating to what I might be going through that tends to be universal, or something I observed. There's always something to relay.
Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. I mean, on that note, you have, I believe, a new album coming in 2026.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for asking about that. I have a new album coming out, and it's very much of the moment. The album title will be No, the word No.
Cool.
And it's very much a personal journey, but I think it's going to resonate with the zeitgeist. Namely, I just turned 50 a year ago, and I'm having feelings around being a woman and a lot of sort of feminist rage, I suppose, has come up at the ripe old age of 50. It's something to do with transitions of midlife. So this album is not as agreeable, I suppose, as some of my previous ones, but I'm actually pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be a fun, slightly edgy release that people will probably, no matter what, no matter what they're going through, I think they're going to resonate with. It's a lot of angry and also just like outraged, but righteously so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's impossible not to be having those feelings at this time. And, this is a conversation I've had with a few different artists that there tends to be certain backlash sometimes from the public, from your listeners, saying that, I come to music as an escape from politics and the world. And, you should, quote unquote, stick to the music or whatever.
Right.
But it's like people forget that artists are human beings existing in the world, and they cannot help but react to the world.
Yes, that's kind of our job. I never understood that whole, like, just shut up and sing. I'm like, wait, what? Why are we here?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm excited I'm excited to hear the songs. I'm excited to hear kind of what's come out of this moment artistically for you. And yeah, I mean, I think one of the most important things is to just keep being angry and talking about it.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was just thinking about this. I used to write sort of like protest songs, and I think I stopped around 2006 just because I felt like I was kind of preaching to the choir and like, why bother? But now it's definitely coming back up, not even necessarily because I think I'm going to make an impact and change anyone's mind about anything, but more because there's nothing else to say. Mm-hmm. Like, and when you're a songwriter or artist, you kind of have to go wherever your muse is taking you. It's like not really a choice. So I'm getting back to the protest side of things, and it feels cathartic for myself. So I'm hoping it also feels cathartic for other people. Mm. And other than that, I don't know what the role is of music.
Yeah, I mean,
to give strength and catharsis, at least, even to the choir, even if you're preaching to the choir, that's still like valid, I think.
Absolutely. Catharsis and representation and just, you know, people knowing that there are so many other voices out there that are feeling the same things, going through the same things, outraged about the same things.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it comes to sort of breaking through the numbness, I personally am more easily reached by something soft and beautiful, and rather than something kind of in your face. So I think that's like the voice of the artist is that, it's to kind of break through the numbness and open mm-hmm. people back up again.
Yeah, absolutely. Antia Duvicott is my guest. She is coming to the Button Ball Barn in South Egremont, Mass. This Saturday, February 7th. And it says 7:30, buttonballbarn.com for your tickets and information. The new album, No, coming out later this year. I love the title. Are we going to be hearing any of the new material at this show, or are you kind of waiting to bring that out live?
Yeah, I do. I tend to play some of my new material before the album releases at my show. So it'll be a mixture. It'll definitely be some of those new songs, as aforementioned. But it'll also be a whole span of my entire songwriting catalog. And I'm bringing a backup musician with me who's playing fiddle and doing harmony. So it'll be kind of a sampling. It'll be a ride, I suppose, yeah, of many different types of songs.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an absolutely beautiful evening of music. And I thank you so much for taking some time out of your day for me here.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.